This is Eric Robinson, your man with the mic. Today I'm standing in the ruins of what used to be business houses here in the Watts area, and I'm with Mr. O.C. Pastard, a man who has always made it his practice, he tells me, to live right at the grassroots of his community, and who now lives here in Watts, Los Angeles, and works at the Westminster Neighborhood Association. Mr. Pastard, when you say that you live at the grassroots, what exactly do you mean by that?
It means that I live next door to people that makes less than $4,000 a year. There are people living in my block that's on relief. They have all of the problems of people that's on the low income.
How do those people think about themselves?
The people think very highly of themselves, but it's very hard for them to think this way when everyone is telling them that they are undesirable. But basically, the people hold their heads up. The only thing we have is that we have an old problem. The Negro man has never really had an image. And this image is the thing that we have to work on now. We have a motivation program going on here, and we have found that the men have never really been told that this was their community. And we just tell them these things. We work like a floating crap game. We go where the action is. We go into bars, pool halls, honky-tonks, any place that we can talk with people that need to listen to what we have to say.
Well, when you go to one of these places and meet these people, how do you tackle that job?
We just introduce ourselves and be friendly. We just be a human being, like you're meeting someone in your country club or someplace. And then after a while, we might invite them by the office. We are inviting a man to your office that has never had a friend with the office. And we talk with him. We don't tell him to be good for the sake of being good. But while we are being friendly with him and talking with him, he sees things that he wants.
You mean to tell me, Mr. Pastard, that there are actually people who have never had a friend who has an office?
Or ever trusted anyone that was in an office. And there are people that has never received a letter other than a bill. So we just sit down and write them a letter sometimes. We call them up on the telephone sometime and talk with them.
And this is one of the ways in which you're building a new image for the people, helping them to build a new image and to see a new self-respect.
I'm saying that the white man expects so much of the male black man, and yet he never really expect anything.
Does he treat him as a man when he employs him?
No. The white man asks the Negro to work for $1.50, $1.25 per hour. He's asking him to be a man on a boy's salary. No man can be a boy 8 hours a day and then get off of work and decide he have got to be a man. He must be a man 24 hours a day.
What are the prices like in this community normally?
In this community, the prices are higher than they are in the middle-class white communities. We have found that a person can buy $2.70-some worth of goods. In this community, they cost $3.70-some.
How are you going to solve the economic problems of these people who live down here in the ghetto?
We are going to control the economics of our community. We don't want to lose these stores. We want to own these stores. We will make sure that every penny come into this community stay in this community.
Well, how are you going to do this?
We're going to do it by credit unions, cooperatives, and any other business schemes that can come up that the people in the community can think of.
Mr. O.C. Pastard of the Westminster Neighborhood Association here in Watts, Los Angeles. This is Eric Robinson in California, your man with the mic.
Man with the Mic is made possible by the Methodist of this community. Presented as a public service of this station in cooperation with the National Council of Churches.